Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, it's that time of the week here. Yes, it is a Friday at noon, which means it's a Fransky Friday here on the Midday Show. We're joined by Phillies broadcaster Scott Fransky, sponsored, of course, by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phillies head out on a little road trip starting in Miami tonight. Scott, how you doing?
Scott.
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You know, Scott, outside of the game yesterday, this offense really feels like it's starting to hit its stride. Do you see it the same way?
It seems like it. I mean, you're getting more contributions from different guys. That's obvious. You know, Harper's had an unbelievable week. I believe somebody might have suggested that on the show.
Yeah, we recall that. We definitely recall.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember exactly what I said, but I think it was something to that effect. Things are going good. You know, it's been fun to watch.
Scott, I believe I promised last week if you nailed it, we would have some sort of prize for you. And starting next week,
okay,
we're giving away tickets every day to go to a Phillies game with you and I. That feels like the kind of prize that's really not for you, though, Scott. I mean, you have to be there anyway. So I promised a prize. We have one. I just don't know if it even is worth giving to you.
Well, I mean, it might be fun to watch a Phillies game with you guys. I don't know.
Well, it would be. But don't you have other responsibilities?
Yeah, you got games to call.
Yeah, L.A. can take care of it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he could.
Inning, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he'd handle it fine. Scott, Philly's obviously playing really good, really well right now, and they head down to Miami. Scott, the game tonight, this weekend, it feels like there's not like, oh, wow, they're playing the Marlins like buzz if they were playing the Braves. But I was thinking about it. Like, these games against Miami, this could determine the NL East, you know, which of the Braves or the Phillies beats up on the Marlins of the world, you know, the 13 times they play them. I hope the Phillies are locked in tonight because, you know, at the end of the year, this could determine who wins the division.
Yeah, I mean, every game can, you know. You think about it so often and you think about, oh, you lose 2 out of 3 to Miami in the month of May and you think, oh, well, it's no big deal. It's a blip on the radar. But I think then you get down to the end of the season and you're like, oh, it's 1 or 2 games different, right? And so, yeah, it can have a big impact. Every game means the same in the end. Whether you win them all now or win them all later. But obviously, the more you win now, the less pressure you put on yourself to have to win later. So, you know, I do think this team has a sense of, they could come here and lose 2 out of 3, or who knows what will happen. But I do think you see that when championship clubs go into situations like this, they're pretty good at taking care of them, all in all. It doesn't mean there can't be a blip on the radar, but I think in general, when a really good team comes into a situation like this, they know how to take care of business and you know, get their 2 or 3 wins for the weekend.
You know, Nick Castellanos got a couple hits in the last game that he was in. Are we starting to feel a little bit more comfortable about him turning the corner now, Scott?
I don't know. I mean, watching him is still kind of, for me, it's a day-to-day. You'll see him, you know, the other night, I forget which night exactly it was, he hits a ball, he gets a single to left, it's 111 off the bat or whatever. But in his other 3 at-bats, he strikes out all 3 times. So I don't know that he's there yet. I think maybe there's clearly some signs of life. You know, a couple of doubles in back-to-back, or three doubles in back-to-back games, and they need extra bases from him. You know, they need run production from him. That's what he gets paid to do, and he's going to hit in the middle of the lineup for the most part, and he's going to have plenty of opportunities. They need him to come through. So I don't know that I'm there yet, but maybe getting closer.
We're talking to Scott Fransky on a Fransky Friday. Phillies in Miami against the Marlins coming up tonight at 7:10. Scott, it was hard not to notice a couple days ago when they lost the Blue Jays, first loss in a long time at home. You know, Bryce Harper frustrated there late in the game when he didn't get a hit thrown in his helmet. Schwarber after the game talking about how they're not happy, even though they just came off an incredible homestand and they won, what, 5 out of 6? You know, we talked in spring training about the urgency they seem to have. I noticed that the other day. Like, they were annoyed after one loss, and you kind of like, wow, I mean, this team's playing really well, and still that bothered them. I thought that was notable, Scott.
I think it's great, right? I mean, I think for too long in sports, you get the cliche, you know, it's only one game. And yeah, it is, but like we talked about a minute ago, at the end, they all matter. They all count the same. And if you had a game that's winnable and you feel like you maybe could have done better to get that W, then yeah, I think it's frustrating for these guys. Because they have, I mean, they know what's at stake. They know what they want to accomplish. And in order to accomplish a goal like winning the World Series, you have to hold yourself to a really high standard. And I think it's great that we see guys reacting that way. You know, Rob Thompson said it, I think it was Sunday or Monday, when he said, hey, man, we got to stay humble. And that means we got to come to work every single day and try to win a singular baseball game. And I think by and large, they do that.
Scott, do you think we're about to see Topper try to find ways to get Cody Clemens some at-bats here? He's on the team. He's produced in his few starts incredibly. He did well in spring training, and I remember them saying, like, there's just not a spot for him. He probably is worthy of being on a major league team. Well, now he's back because the Trey Turner injury. Do you think they're going to try to find a way to squeeze him in? Maybe we see him play positions he hasn't played much of before.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think so necessarily. I mean, unless somebody else struggles, I still think they feel like, you know, Harper, Stott, Sosa, Bohm is where they'll go most days on the infield. Yes, there will be tweaks here and there. There will be different matchups they might play, but I mean, the only place that you could really say that is, quote-unquote, not somewhere he normally plays would be left field. You know, he just hasn't played a lot of left. Maybe there's days which you could get him in there, but, you know, if you wanted to load up on lefties and have Marsh play center and Clemens play left, I think that's a possibility. But I still feel like they, you know, while they think he's a big league player, I think they still will kind of, you know, have him as a utility guy that plays maybe once, maybe twice a week, and that's about it.
Scott Fransky with us here on a Fransky Friday. Scott, Ranger Suarez tonight goes against the Miami Marlins. We'll see Wheeler on Sunday, and I believe it's Walker tomorrow. What's your feeling on what the Phillies have done here? I guess the answer to the question we kept having with the rotation. You know, they kept Sanchez in. They piggybacked him with with Turnbull, and feels like that's where we're going to go for now, that Turnbull's almost a half starter and he's kind of ready if they need him to piggyback another guy?
Yeah, I think that's where we're going to go for a little while. And there will be turns through the rotation, I think, where they will look for the spot. I mean, number one, they want to keep him stretched out because the idea that they go through the season with those five guys making every start, that's pretty far-fetched. So I think they would like to have Turnbull stretched as much as possible. And I think they kind of like the idea of the piggyback day because it gives the whole – I mean, the theory is it would give the whole bullpen a day off, or just about the whole bullpen a day off most days. So, you know, the other night it just I mean, really, they were thinking two times through the order for Sanchez, but he was just so good. So they had to keep him out there, right, and have him throw more innings, and that left fewer innings for Turnbull to pick up. But I think we're going to see this kind of roll out for a little while, and they're going to do their best to try to keep him stretched in case they need another guy, which I'm sure at some point they will.
Scott, before we let you go, tell us about what your part of the Phillies Fantastic Auction is. We know what's going on right now, and a live broadcast inning with you in L.A. in the booth. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we've been doing this for quite a number of years now, where a fan, the winning bidder, gets to spend an inning on the air with us. They spend a few innings in the booth with us while we're doing the game, and then usually there's an inning where I just kind of hand it off, and it's their turn to do play-by-play. So all the amateur play-by-play folks, everybody who thinks it's easy, I encourage you to sign up. And, you know, it's great fun, I mean, for them to kind of get a front-row seat, get a very different kind of seat for a ball game, and then obviously to do something that truly is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience to actually call an inning. And this is not like, again, we've had – some people do it, and they're really shy, and they don't say a whole lot, and we kind of have to clean up every play. But we've had other people that take it really, really seriously, and they're ready, they're prepared, they've got game notes, they've got, you know, their defensive charts all on. So they take it real seriously, and they try to describe everything they can. So it's I know it's a cliche, but it really is a truly unique experience. Again, it's for a great cause. So.
It really is. We encourage everyone that always wanted to do it to go and bid now and be the winner and hang out with you guys. Scott, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend down in Miami, and we'll be listening tonight, Scott.
You're the man.
All right. Sounds good, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
There we go. Peace. Scott Fransky.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.